truth about demons. The truth about demons. And I know, I realize that every time you preach a message like this, Preacher Thad's probably seen it in his young life. Every time you preach a message where you try to give the devil a black eye, the devil fights hard. 1 John chapter 4, if you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Somebody ought to shout right there.
Amen.
We're talking about demonic spirits now. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Now listen, hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Let's pray. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for your blessings. Thank you, God, for the reading of your word right now, God. We got a lot of scripture we're going to read tonight, Lord. God, I pray, God, you'd help us to have a better understanding tonight. God, I pray, God, you'd move in the service. Touch hearts. Whatever's done, we'll make sure you get all the praise, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. That word spirit of error comes from the Greek word plane. It means basically to be a fraud. Okay? The spirit of error basically means to be a fraud. We understand that there are demonic spirits in the world. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 12, verse 3 and 4, and there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 10 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Jude chapter 1, verse 6 says this, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness, unto the judgment of the great day. In other words, when Satan was cast out of heaven, that's the red dragon, symbolic of the red dragon, symbolic of his tail pulling a third of the stars out. When Satan was cast out of heaven, he pulled a third of the angels with him. Those are what we call now demonic spirits. Did you know, and I don't have time to get into this, I didn't study this, did you know there are demonic spirits right now that have been chained down in the bottomless pit since they were cast out of heaven? They are so bad that God would not even turn them loose on the world, but they will be turned loose in the end time. Can you imagine how hard it is right now with the demonic spirits that we have to fight? Imagine when God just allows Satan to run wild. So demonic spirits, the truth about demonic spirits. Understand something, folks. I'm not even going to ask you to raise your hand. Please don't raise your hand. Is there anybody? I hope there ain't nobody in here that don't believe in demons. It would be one thing if a demon come at us looking like something off of some of these horror movies that we see. Yeah. That would be one thing, but that ain't how they operate.
Right.
Notice what the Bible says. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth. Or that word know right there means to recognize the spirit of truth and to recognize the spirit of error. The Bible goes on. The Bible goes back up. And I'm going to try not to get myself in trouble tonight. The Bible says that any spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. But any spirit that will not confess Jesus Christ coming in the flesh is not of God. Okay? That's one way that you can tell the difference in demonic spirits and the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And I'm trying not to get ahead of myself. Let me go back. Let me get to my outline, or I'm going to be jumping all over the place here. Number one, the presence of demons. A, they are in the air. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. When Satan was cast out, he was cast down to this earth. The atmosphere, the stuff surrounding our earth, that is his domain. God gave him in charge. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 says, for we wrestle not against the flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. They are in the air. They are on the earth. Job chapter 1, verse 7 talks about how that Satan went before God. God said, what you doing? He said, I basically been walking around to and fro, seeking whom I may devour. And that's what the Bible tells us in Peter. But he said, I've been up and down, walking around. So that they're in the air, they're on the earth. They're everywhere. They can be in man. Matthew chapter 12, verse 43, and when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. They can be in animals. The Bible tells us in Mark chapter 5, verse 13, and forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. They can be the leaders of countries. Revelation chapter 16. Let me go ahead and tell you something. A little side note right here. I believe we got some in our country. Revelation chapter 16 says this, verse 14, for they are the spirit of devils working miracles which goeth forth unto the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to battle against the great day of God Almighty, against the day of God Almighty. But what, when we go back and look at history, let's look at Hitler. I believe Hitler was demonic possessed. I believe Stalin was a demon-possessed leader. When you look at these leaders that killed millions and millions, I believe Saddam Hussein was a demon-possessed. Osama bin Laden, I believe all these people. Let me tell you something. You ain't got to be a devil worshiper to be demon-possessed. You can be a Muslim and be demon-possessed. You can be a free will Baptist and be demon-possessed. Just because you was raised in church don't mean that you cannot be demon-possessed. I'll get into that in just a little bit. Now, that's the presence of demons. Let's look at the policy of demons. How many of y'all realize that demons will use the Bible against you? How many of y'all realize demons know the Bible better than you do? Oh, no, preacher, not me. Oh, yeah, I guarantee you. They're a lot smarter than you are. They're a lot stronger than you are. Amen. But they can use the Bible. Matthew chapter 4, verse 6, and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands shall they bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Satan threw scripture at Jesus. And if Satan throws scripture at Jesus, guess what they're going to do to you?
Stay right there, man. Come on.
There's a lot of people. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of people that... There's a lot of people that claim to be preachers that misuse this right here. If you hear a preacher, just about everybody in here, I'm looking around, just about everybody in here has been raised in church. You know church. If you hear a preacher and a light goes off in your head and you think, I don't know if that's in the Bible, turn him off. Because he is, let me tell you something, there are false prophets, there is the spirit of error. I'm going to go ahead and throw this at you. You might not like me after this, but I really don't care. If you know anybody going to that Elevation Church, you better talk to them. Because that's of the devil. All this transformation and all these people, hey, where they got all the smoke and the lights and they filming it and going everywhere, you better be careful about that, because they're not preaching what thus saith the Word of God. And I'm going to take this a step further. We got churches within 10-mile radius of right here that ain't preaching the Word of God. That's the policy of demons. They can become angels of light. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, there is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. There are preachers out there carrying King James Bible that are not saved. There are preachers out there carrying a King James Bible that will lead you to hell if you let them. Did you know that demons can take the word of God from a man? Mark chapter 4, verse 15. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown into their hearts. How do you explain somebody that used to be faithful in church? How do you explain somebody that served on a deacon board? How do you explain somebody that sang in the choir and they ain't been to church in 20 years, 30 years, 40 years? How do you explain it? Because Satan has come in, Brother Ed, and withdrawn the word of God from them. Demonic spirits. In the last few years, I've been saying something to this effect. Don't give the devil credit for stupid stuff you do. But you know what? It is him. Now, I know our flesh, within our flesh, we do stupid stuff. We sin, we do things we ain't got no business doing. Somebody say amen right there. But ultimately, it all comes back to demons. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5. Now, this is talking about a relationship with a husband and a wife. Defraud ye not one another, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourselves to fasting and prayer and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your inconsistency. In other words, the devil can come against us and put thoughts in our minds. The devil can come against us. Let me tell you something. The devil can come against you and put thoughts in your mind. The devil can come against you and put people in your path. I'll never forget it. I remember, and me and my wife don't fuss a lot. We don't. I mean, but when we do, whoo. Nah, it ain't that bad. I'll never forget. One day I was going to work. I was going on the highway patrol, Brother Robert. And I don't know what, I ain't got a clue what we was fussing about. No clue. Anyhow, I went to work. I was upset. Old devil puts all kind of thoughts in your mind. Does she really love me? I get out on 501. I'm working radar. First car, I stopped. I walked up to the car. There's a little girl in there, probably 18, 19 years old, wearing a string bikini. I'm sitting there thinking, oh, Lord. I said, ma'am, just sit right here. I'll be right back. No, she wouldn't do that. She got out the car, and here I am standing out there side the highway on 501, traffic going everywhere. I'm standing outside the highway with this girl in a string bikini, and I'm sitting there saying, boy, I hope my wife don't ride by here. I wrote her a ticket. I got her back in that car, and I said, praise the Lord. The next car I stopped, Mike, same thing. When I got that girl that ticket, I got off 501. I said, I'm going to find me some redneck back here on the back street. Amen. Let me tell you something, folks. It got to the point, and I know it's funny, but it got to the point that I wouldn't even go across the waterway when I was on the highway patrol. Unless they sent me that, I was not going to the boulevard. No. Because the devil will work like that. I remember teaching Sunday school at White Savannah before God called me to preach, sitting in a place about where Robert is sitting, and when we would come in and they would have the assembly and we would do the Lord's Prayer, they would dismiss the Sunday school. I would sit there and literally close my eyes and look down at the floor, and because the ladies walking by, the devil will put it in your mind. And I'm not talking about scantily dressed. I'm talking about ladies that's fully clothed. I mean, let me tell you, the devil works overtime. Amen. He'll put those thoughts in your mind. He'll also test you. The Bible says in Luke chapter 22, the Lord said unto Simon, 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 behold, Satan hath desired that he may sift you as wheat. But the Bible says, but Jesus prayed for him. The precepts of demons, let's look at their ways. And some of these are making comebacks. We're living in a day and time, folks, I'm telling you right now, what we thought was dead and gone ain't dead and gone. Astrology. I hope there ain't nobody in here reading your astrology. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 2, if there be found any among you within any of the gates which the Lord thy God giveth, man or woman, that hath wrought wickedness in the sight of the Lord thy God in transgressing his covenant, and hath gone to serve other gods and worship them, either the sun or moon or any of the host of heaven, which I have not commanded, and it be told thee that thou hast heard it, and inquired diligently, and behold, if it be true, and the thing certain that certain abomination is wrought in Israel, then shalt thou bring forth that man or that woman which has committed that wicked thing into the gates, and even that man and that woman shall be stone with them with stones till they die. There was a TV show just a few years ago, and I one of our ladies in our church asked me, is it wrong to watch that? This one guy, I think it's called necromancy. He was communicating with the dead. I said, what do you think? If you got to ask the preacher, you already know. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. God, is God serious about not doing astrology? He said, kill them. You got I'd never even heard of this. I knew about it. I never heard this term. Cardomancy. That is fortune telling by divination using the deck of cards. There's a lot of people that can take the 52 cards or whatever, in a deck of cards, and they try to tell the future. Now, we've all heard of tarot cards. We've all heard of those. How about palm reading? All this is coming back. Divining rods and pendulums. All these are coming back. Crystal gazing, necromancy, white witchcraft, black magic, white magic. All these are coming back. Do y'all do realize that there are covens of witches right here around us? I'll never forget. I tell this story a good bit. I was over at the gas station right across the yard there. And I was pumping gas. I ain't thinking this young girl pulled up, and some of these young people might know a little more about this than I do. This girl pulled up. She was pumping her gas, and another young preacher with me said, I got back in the van. He said, you know that was a witch. I said, how you know? He said, that tattoo she had defines her as a witch, defines her as what coven or whatever. Folks, it's everywhere. And that's how demons are doing it. Let's look at the power of demons. They can influence you. Acts chapter 13, verse 6 through 12. And when they had gone through the island of Patmos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul and desiring to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. This was a demonic spirit that he wanted to hear what Paul had to say. He wanted to hear what the word of God, but this demonic spirit was trying to turn him away, trying to influence him. Then Paul, Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the ways of the Lord? And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist of darkness, and he went about seeking someone to lead him by hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. I'm telling you right now, I wish we had enough people in God's house that had enough power of God when we see this kind of stuff that we could pray blindness on them. That's what happened. That's what Paul did. I was watching something. I remember seeing this on a TV show. I can't remember the whole details. But this one lady, Anna-Man, basically said their job, Brother Ed, was to go around to these big crusades like Billy Graham and go inside the stadium and disrupt the Holy Spirit. Had a friend of mine. He knows him. Terry Causey. He was working the Billy Graham crusade back in the 80s or early 90s at Carolina Stadium. This girl gets on the very top and jumps off, Sarge. Commits suicide. You know what that does to the Holy Spirit inside that building? You say, people, is that crazy, preacher? Yeah. Amen. You know if Satan can get somebody to strap a bomb on their body and drive into a city full of people, what else can he do? That's the power of demons. Demons will oppress you. The Bible talks about it in Luke chapter 13. And as he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift herself up. And when Jesus saw her, he called her unto him and said, "Dear woman, be loosed from that infirmity." A spirit of infirmity. In other words, Satan can oppress us. I was listening to it was on the radio. I can't remember which broadcast it was. But this preacher asked for anybody to call in, and they basically said, if you've ever been to a healing service where you were touched and healed, call in. There was only one person called. And the lady said, the guy said, explain what happened. She said she called the person's name. I don't remember who it was, but said, I got there and there was something wrong with me, physical ailment. They took me up front. They laid hands on me, and I was healed. That physical ailment was gone. She said, but the next day, I felt in my presence, I felt a thought being put in my mind to do something that I knew was against the Bible. It wasn't something drastic, but I knew it was not right. Said for a couple of days there, that presence just kept putting it in my mind to do this, to do this. She said, and when I rebuked it in the name of Jesus, that presence left and my physical ailment came back. Folks, demons have power. Satan has power. They can oppress. Demons can also possess. Matthew chapter 12. Then was brought unto him a one possessed with the devil, blind, dumb, and he healed him insomuch that the blind and dumb spake and saw. They can also communicate. Satan taught with God in Job chapter 1. Demons taught with Jesus. The witch of Endor taught with King Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 22. Demons can also take over. Mark chapter 5. We know the story of the demonic man at Gadara. And in verse 9, and he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. I've preached this many, many times. That man did not start out with a legion of demons. It started out with one. And they just kept multiplying. Now, let me close this out with this, the protection we have from demons. How do we do it? How do we protect ourselves from demons? Number one, we submit. James chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, submit yourselves therefore unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. If we'll submit ourselves to Jesus, if we'll go totally 100% submitted to Jesus, you ain't got to worry about a demon. We study. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I'm going to tell you one of the best ways to keep demons off of you. Some of y'all ain't going to like this. Forgive. Forgive. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. To whom you forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgive anything, to whom I forgave it, for your sakes forgive it in the person of Christ, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. When we hold grudges, what you do, you open yourself up for demonic spirits. How many of y'all realize there is a strategy in the Bible against demonic spirits? Ephesians chapter 6. We know this one. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That wiles right there, that is the cunning devices of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, stand. Stand up, preacher. I've given this example before. I'm going to give it again. How do we wrestle against Satan? Resist the devil and he'll flee. Pull me just. That's all you got to do. That's it. Resist. I ain't got to hit him in the mouth. I ain't got to throw him down. I ain't got to chain him down. All I got to do is resist. How strong is it to resist? Some of y'all going to laugh at me. How strong is it to resist? How many of you guys ever leaned in to kiss your wife and she turned her head? She resisted you. It ain't rocket science. Submit yourselves unto God. Resist the devil and he'll flee. Now, 1 Peter, we're to be steadfast. Now, listen to this. We know the scripture. 1 Peter chapter 5, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us into his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after that ye have suffered for a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. I was preaching just a few weeks ago about, I believe there's certain Christians, I believe there's Christians that we know in our life that get to that point, or I ain't going to say the devil leaves them alone, but the devil knows he's lost that battle. I Miss Annie Mae Davis, I believe that with all my heart. I'm not saying that the devil didn't fight her. I'm sure he did. But I just see her blacken his eye every time he come against her. Amen. Preacher Roger Andrews, Preacher David Andrews. I just see that man crossing that line, of getting to that point where I'm going to heaven and there ain't nothing you can do to stop me. That's where I want to get with. I ain't there yet. Benji, but I'm trying. I know I got to fight. You know, I've told you this before. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. If the devil was Cam, I might have a chance. If the devil was Big Wes over there, I might would have a chance. But he ain't. He's a lot more powerful than what we give him credit for. And I guarantee you, you're going to face him tomorrow, and you're going to face him the next day. But greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. I want you to bow your heads and preacher, just